Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning.
Sorry about that. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Dan, and thank you for joining us on The Bright Side this morning. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we are going to speak with Leonard Perlmutter at the bottom of the hour. Leonard is the author of the book Consciousness, and we're going to talk a little abstract and somewhat esoteric information, which, of course, is related to how you show up in the world physically. Our physical health is really the end result of metaphysical causes, ultimately. Nutrition is important, and we're going to talk a little bit later today about information medicine, about the idea that medicine and health and wellness are fundamentally informational, and this is something that we're beginning to understand more and more in the world of biology, the relationship between biology and information. We've been speaking about glycosaminoglycans, GAGs, and proteoglycans for the last couple of weeks, and nothing says bioinformation more specifically than the GAGs or the proteoglycans. In any case, we'll be speaking with Leonard Perlmutter at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next. GCNJet.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase the longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team directly off the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Our number 844-236-6010 will get your calls in our next segment. Leonard Perlmutter at the bottom of the hour, and I would like to continue talking about one of my favorite molecules in the body, and that's these long chains of sugar molecules, the GAGs. The most famous one is glucosamine, and as we've said so many times in this program, glucosamine is wonderfully multifunctional. Also,
we'll be right back.
Fibroblast and the dermis that accounts for most of the distress that people have about the look of their skin as they age, or if there's burns or some kind of severe trauma. And this is why understanding how to activate this fibroblast, this fascinating cell, is so relevant when it comes to skincare. It's the holy grail of topical skincare, is activating the fibroblast. There's lots of ways to do it. It's one of the reasons why I'm so fond of vitamin C. Vitamin C does a lot of things, but one of the main things it does is it activates the fibroblasts. This is why I love alpha hydroxy acids. Alpha hydroxy acids do a lot of things, but one of the main things they do is they activate the fibroblast. This is one of the reasons why I love retinol so much. Retinol does a lot of things, but one of the main things it does is it activates the fibroblast. Turning on that fibroblast is the key to anti-aging skincare and just overall skin health. Even moisturization of the skin depends on this lower level, this dermis, and the fibroblast as well. The fibroblast, as the name implies, produces fiber. Fibroblast meaning fiber-producing or fiber-producing cell. And the main fiber is, no surprise, collagen. And if the fibroblast is the holy grail of skin cells for anti-aging, collagen is the holy grail of skin substances for anti-aging. And this substance is so important. Collagen is so important that we're going to spend some time talking about it in a little bit. For now, I just want to mention that this substance, collagen, is the most abundant and most important protein in the body, as most people recognize, for the look of the skin. In addition to collagen, the fibroblast produces other fibrous proteins, specifically an elastic protein called elastin. It gives the skin sort of elasticity, stretch. You'll notice as you get older, your skin doesn't bounce back as fast. That has to do with a problem or a reduction in the production of elastin. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side, and I am so sorry for that technical snafu. But anyway, we were talking about these glycosaminoglycans, these long chains that really support information transfer. And this is really important, and I know it sounds esoteric, and I know it sounds kind of maybe abstruse and hard to understand, but really, if we're going to be healthy and if we're going to understand how to take advantage of nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies, we got to really see what's happening in the body. I don't like this idea where some kind of health authority, whether it's a medical health authority or a nutritional health authority or an alternative medicine health authority, just tells us what to do. I like the idea that we can understand how all this stuff works so we can be our own health authorities. And that's really what how it's going to have to be if we're going to take advantage of this amazing, high-tech, super-advanced biological system we call the human body. The body heals itself, but we have to understand how the body heals itself if we're going to leverage all of the things we know we're supposed to do to stay healthy. For example, I talked yesterday about this. I was at the airport a couple weeks ago, and I noticed that the lines at McDonald's were unbelievably long. Now, if we really understood what fried fats did to our body, if we really understood what processed buns did to our body, if we really understood what hormone-laden and antibiotic-drenched meats did to our bodies, if we really understood the mechanism of the destruction of the human body that's caused by these kinds of foods, there's no way we would wait in line for an Egg McMuffin. There's no way we would eat Pringles potato chips. There's no way we would indulge the way we indulge, and there's no way we would be as unhealthy as we are. It's all based on the fact that we don't understand our bodies and we trust health authorities to tell us what to do. So, while this may seem abstract and metaphysical and esoteric, understanding that the body is built, is put together via information, that the body is in a form, and that when we're sick, the information is coherent, and when we're not sick, the information is distorted. Disease is really distortion of information. When we understand the nature of the body as an information source, we will begin to leverage and take advantage of the unbelievable healing power that is stored within every single cell and every single organ and every single tissue of our bodies. And if you think this is all weird stuff, get the book Information Medicine by Irvin Laszlo and Peter Mario Biava, MD. Forward by Deepak Chopra. Information Medicine, subtitled The Revolutionary Cell Program Discovery That Reverses Cancer and Degenerative Diseases. Now, he doesn't talk about glycosaminoglycans, GAGs, in this book. Nonetheless, when you understand how GAGs are put together from a biochemical standpoint, you can see that GAGs are like crystals. They store data. They're data storage systems, these GAGs. Electricity, light, solar energy, photon energy, and electrical energy create the juice, are the juice, that allows these GAGs to act like little information processors, computer chips, if you will. And where are GAGs located? They are located on the outer portion of a cell, on the outside part of the cell, the cell membrane. We'll continue talking about this tomorrow. I tried to squeeze a call in. I apologize to my friend Elaine for our technical difficulties. Elaine, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
I'm so sorry about our technical difficulties because I really wanted to talk to you, and I got your text message yesterday. Thank you for that.
Great.
Is there any way, because we're going to run out of time, and I always do this to you, and I apologize. I apologize, but I really, really want to hear what you have to say about this conference.
Yeah. Do you remember the show WKRP?
WKRP, is that me? Are you saying?
Hey,
are you trying? Yeah. I'm not sure I appreciate that so much, Elaine. No,
it's not you. It's Mr. Carlson. It's the radio company.
No. I have to take. They're doing a great job. It's me. I take responsibility. They do a great job over there. So please call back tomorrow because I definitely want to talk to you about this COVID seminar tomorrow.
Okay, I will try. Okay.
Thank you, Elaine. I appreciate it. All right. That is it for this segment. Leonard Perlmutter coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Gloria Allred, the attorney for Mamie Mitchell, the script supervisor on the film Rush, told Newsmax that many questions still need to be answered before final conclusions are reached as to what caused the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Some of the details are coming out, not only from the sheriff, and that's unusual for a sheriff to do as many interviews as this sheriff has done, but also through the intensive investigations being done by the LA Times, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Variety, and many others. So we're learning a lot, but there are many pieces to this puzzle that need to be put together. For my client, who is Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor, and Eric, she was standing very close to Helena, the director of photography, who was so tragically killed, when that gun shot Helena, causing her death, and also that bullet went through to the director, Joel, who and the bullet was into his shoulder, into his clavicle. So this has been a traumatic event. Speaking of trauma, to my client, because that bullet might have hit her because she was so close to Helena. But fortunately, she had the presence of mind, even though she was in shock, to run out of the church. She was the first person, as we know, to call 911, and her voice is on that recording.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, my blog, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, lots of great health information. All the longevity products are up, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to help spread the word about the gospel of nutrition, the good news about nutritional supplementation. And if you want to start a home-based business, this is an ideal win-win business opportunity for you and your clients. You can help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and hit the Join the Team link, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also, please check out our True Skin Health products, True Treatment, the website. All True Treatment products are formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy, which, by the way, I will be opening up a new compounding pharmacy for the skin, hopefully in the next 2 weeks or so. So if you want ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or if you have a prescription for skincare, if you have a skincare need, we can formulate specific skincare products for your specific need, medical skincare products, as well as dispense various immune-boosting substances, we'll say. And that's that'll be up and running. I'll give you I'll let you know when we're up and running. It should be two weeks or so. Truth RX. If you want to purchase True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And don't forget to take a look at our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com. All right, I am really excited to speak to our guest today. Leonard Perlmutter's been on the program before, and his book is just super, super succinct and just a real powerful way to absorb some kind of abstract metaphysical ideas. The book is called Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Leonard Perlmutter. Hey, Leonard Perlmutter, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for the invitation.
Yes, and thank you so much for coming back on the Bright Side. I enjoyed our interview. It's about a month ago or 5 weeks ago now. And since then, I've read your book a second time, and I'm telling you, Leonard, you nailed it. And it's so brief. It's 144 pages, but it's everything you need to know to absorb abstract ideas and higher wisdom. But it's not really necessarily higher wisdom, because you're very psychological here. There's a lot of psychology in it. Tell us a little bit about the four functions of the mind and how that applies to how we live our lives for better or worse.
Well, it's critically important to understand about the four functions of the mind, because the mind always moves first and the body follows. We cannot speak, as we are doing right now, without first entertaining a thought. We can't take a step without first entertaining a thought. So the power is in the mind. The mind moves first. The body only follows. But the issue is that with every action, a consequence develops. So if we want to be happy, if we want to be healthy, if we want to be secure, if we want loving, nurturing, creative relationships, you see, we have to examine our mind and the thoughts that come into our mind, because every single thought that comes into our awareness is only a suggestion of what to give attention to. But we're never taught that. In school, we're only taught to memorize.
So do you think there's a problem with us believing our thoughts, like making our thoughts into our gods or our authorities?
That's exactly what it is. We think it's me. We think our thoughts are me. And it's just not true. It's not that we don't have thoughts. It's not that we don't have relationships with thoughts. It's not that we don't have to act with thoughts. But we are not them. So if somebody cuts me off in traffic, what do I say? I'm angry. Well, that's an oxymoron, because it's impossible for me to be an emotion. I'm aware of an emotion called anger, but I am not the emotion.
Yeah.
But people identify.
Yeah. The I am function is an identifying function. And when we say I am angry, all of a sudden we become anger.
That's right.
Or whatever mood we have.
That's right.
Right?
We are the
energy.
I've noticed
that with diseases. People say, I am sick, or I am a diabetic, right? Mm-hmm. Or I, you know, they identify with their illness. So in a way, we're all of our struggles are a case of mistaken identity.
That's
we're suffering
exactly
from
correct.
Wrong identity.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But if we had
yeah.
the right identity, we would be able to address those issues, those relationships, that energy that's contractive and poisoning. We would be better equipped to deal with them so that we can, what? So we can transform their energy. Anger is energy. Fear is energy. Greed is energy. But it's a contracting, often poisonous energy. But we learned in fifth grade,
didn't we, Ben?
Energy can't be created nor destroyed, but it can be transformed.
Right, right. So would you say that energy is really just neutral and it's the labeling that makes it a problem?
What does Shakespeare say? Thinking makes it so.
Yeah. It's actually the identification part.
That's right. There's nothing good or bad.
Yeah.
It's just what I think.
Yeah.
We have no real problems with what appears. It's just what I think about what is appearing.
Uh-huh.
And what I think is based on faulty concepts.
And what we think, Leonard, is really just words in our head. It's like a voice in our head, right?
That's right.
What we call thought
actually,
is just a voice.
Voices that you mentioned earlier. The ego,
the
unconscious mind, and the conscience. These are the four voices.
Yeah.
But out of the four, only one of them can make a decision. The ego, senses, and unconscious mind, they're just advisors, but they're loud, pushy, and insistent advisors. They create a tremendous amount of noise in the mind. But the conscience is the only function that can make a decision. That means that every decision that you and I have ever made or ever will make is always made by the conscience. But if there's too much noise from the ego, senses, and unconscious mind, and we can't quiet them down, the conscience has no other choice but to rubber stamp the loudest voice it can hear. And that loudest voice generally is ignorant and brings about pain.
So you're saying the unconscious and subconscious are the same thing, basically, right?
Correct.
Okay. So most of us, and you hear this all the time from like the early new thought people like Charles Hanel and Mary Baker Eddy, and a lot of folks in the 1920s talked about the power of the subconscious, Neville. You know, they talk about how a lot of what we do comes from the subconscious. Is that because the conscious abdicates?
Well, I wouldn't say that it abdicates, but when you run your computer, it's the software package that runs the hardware. So, you know, this mind-body-sense complex is really just hardware. And the unconscious stores the software package. So the software package is what works. And unconscious forces, subconscious forces, are a million times more powerful than good intention.
Uh-huh. So if the subconscious is the software, what is the conscience? Is that the programmer?
The conscience is part of the hardware, but it's a unique part of the hardware. The conscience is part of the hardware, and it acts as a mirror that can reflect superconscious wisdom from the superconscious portion of the mind at the center of consciousness.
Okay, that's big right there. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from our break. This the relationship between the superconscious and the conscience and what you call the unconscious / subconscious. Leonard Perlmutter is our guest. His book, Your Conscience. We'll be back right after this on the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Leonard Perlmutter, his book, Your Conscious, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. And you know what? That's a big subtitle, but it's true, Leonard. This really is the key to unlock limitless wisdom and solve life's challenges. I love what you said about the superconscious before we went to break, and I've always felt like that's what we want to tap into. Tell us a little bit about how this relates to the superconscious, relates to the four functions of the mind.
The superconscious portion of the mind is only accessible by the conscience. And the conscience can only reflect that superconscious wisdom if the ego senses and unconscious mind are quiet.
Mm.
They are rarely quiet because human beings have become addicted to ego and sense gratifications. And those habits are all stored in the unconscious mind. So the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind, which are not always wrong, they're not always wrong, but they're often wrong. The three of them, I call them the three amigos, they're just so loud and pushy, they create so much noise, the conscience cannot reflect perfect wisdom from the superconscious portion of the mind. and instead will just rubber stamp the loudest voice. But if we can train the ego, senses, and unconscious mind, really love them and parent them, we can train them to quiet down after they give their limited perspective and listen to what the conscience can reflect. Then it's up to you and me, as the parent of our own mind, to encourage the ego, senses, and unconscious mind to accept and experiment with what the conscience is reflecting into our conscious mind from the super conscious mind. That's our job in every relationship.
That's where be still and know. Be still and know. That's what that's about, right?
But the mind is never still.
Yeah.
And it's addicted because the culture also is encouraging that. They're encouraging us to multitask. They're encouraging us to run at 100 miles an hour in the passing lane of life. Not that we don't have to be in the passing lane of life at 100 miles an hour in certain rare occasions, but to live our life there is insane.
And it makes us insane, and it's probably why our culture is insane.
That's right. That's right.
Have you ever
control?
Have you ever heard of this thing called voice therapy, or Hal Sidra, H-S-I-D-R-A, where he does therapy by having these voice, these different aspects of us actually communicate and talk aloud. You'll actually, even in the therapy session, you'll actually sit in different chairs when you're your baby self. He subdivides himself into more than four. He says there's many different characters, and each one has its own kind of perspective, and they're all arguing.
Well, that's true. That's true. But there are only four functions of the mind. They all have a voice. Ego, senses, unconscious mind, and the conscience. And when I have a decision to make, I sit all of them around the kitchen table, and we do have a conversation.
Seriously.
And because I love them each, and because they have the capacity to have sound perspectives occasionally, I ask the ego, senses, and unconscious mind to share their perspectives so that they are being received. Then I ask them to quiet down while the conscience reflects superconscious wisdom. Then as the parent, I ask them to experiment with what the conscience is saying. So I know going in that I don't want to give the ego, senses, and unconscious mind too much to deal with at one time. So I give them easy no-brainers. If it's 10 o'clock at night and we're watching TV just to relax and a coffee commercial comes on, and the ego, senses, and unconscious mind immediately start clamoring for a cup of coffee with extra sugar and a second slice of apple pie left over from dinner, it's up to me to encourage them to experiment with being quiet and listening to the conscience, who might tell us that at 10 o'clock at night, caffeinated coffee and a slice of pie is not going to be helpful.
So what does this look like exactly? Like, give an example of, say, an issue in, without getting too personal, an issue that you would be dealing with and how you would do it, like with the voices.
Okay, we just finished dinner. The question before the mind is, are we going to brush our teeth? Are we not going to brush our teeth? Ego, what do you say? And the ego says, I don't like it. It sounds very unpleasant. And besides, I'm not real keen on change. I always equate change with death because I'm really hardwired to the reptilian brain, which is all about self-preservation and the fear of annihilation. So I'm against change. So I vote no. Okay, I say, well, thank you very much. Now please sit down. Senses, what do you say? Oh, the senses say, I vote no, too, because I would prefer to have a second slice of pie instead of brushing the teeth. So I vote no. And how about you, unconscious? Oh, I'm with the other two. You know, that's my habit. Okay, so thank you very much, and I do thank them, and I ask them to sit quiet, and I ask the conscience, what is your perspective that you would like to tell us that you can reflect from the superconscious portion of the mind? And the conscience then gets up and says, well, you know, we all know from our own personal experience, this life we're living is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And as a in a marathon, we need strong, healthy teeth. We need strong, healthy gums. We need a strong, healthy immune system. And if we can just take a time out, just take a time out for 2 minutes, go into the bathroom, brush our teeth, that will go a long way to help us have strong teeth, strong gums, and a strong immune system. So as their parent, I ask them now, let's just do this experiment. And an experiment, I remind them, is not necessarily forever. It's just an experiment. But I know going in it's going to be pleasant for them. It's just that they were afraid and they were habituated not to doing it. And when they come back in, I ask them again, ego, how about you? What did you experience? And the ego does admit it wasn't so bad. I thought that I was going to die because I always equate change with death. But no, it seems like it's more like growth. So it's not so bad. And the senses, what do you say now that you have brushed the teeth? And so the senses say, wow, it was really amazing because I thought I wouldn't like it either. But when the tongue glides over my front teeth, I don't have that mossy feeling, and I really dislike that mossy feeling. So I had a pleasant experience. And even the ego will say, well, if the ego, the unconscious mind says, well, if the ego and the senses had such a good time, then I had a pretty good time myself then.
Mm-hmm. So the power is in the experimentation.
The power is in the experimentation. That's right. And we're not asked to be blind. We're asked to be doubting Thomases.
Yeah.
After the experiment is over, we have to stand back as an objective scientist and observer and ask ourselves, how do I feel physically, mentally,
emotionally? We don't live our lives scientifically.
That's right.
We don't live our lives like scientists, and all these supposed woo-woo ideas that, you know, meditation and consciousness and superconsciousness, they're really about being a scientist in your life, having an investigatory attitude.
That's right. I call it yoga science.
As opposed to the science of yoga.
Well, it is the science of yoga. It's all one.
Yeah.
It's scientifically based.
Yeah.
The scientific application of a philosophical idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's as scientific as you can get when it comes to understanding how the mind works, which of course our lives are a reflection of that. So we're suffering from not being scientists. We're suffering from just following along. And it's so ironic how they say follow the science, how that's a meme, right? Follow the science, as if science should just be followed and not investigated.
That's right. That's right.
A complete misunderstanding of science. Leonard, thank you so much for your book, Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. Super easy to read and super, super powerful. And really, you know, it's so great. It's such a so refreshing to have a different take and a different perspective, such a unique perspective on this. Leonard, thanks so much for what you're doing. What's your website real quick?
AmericanMeditation.org.
AmericanMeditation.org. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. You mind hanging on the line, Leonard?
Not at all.
All right. That was Leonard Perlmutter, and I cannot recommend his book more highly, Your Conscience, The Key to Unlock Limitless Wisdom and Creativity and Solve All of Life's Challenges. And that's a big promise, but you know what? It delivers. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Friends, I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.